Instructions: attendees who have joined via teleconference, please place your phone or audio connection on mute until such time you are presenting or asking to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Attendees who have joined via teleconference, please not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back or click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. So welcome to Vista Norte Public Charter School. This is a regular board meeting. It's Monday, April the 27th, 2026 at 1:30. Public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@vistanortecharter.org. The public may also provide comments during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. So we're going to open this meeting and take a roll call so we can establish a quorum. Carol Stanford, present. Claudette Beck,
present.
John Dorch,
present.
Victoria Hancock,
present.
James Lott,
present.
So we have a quorum. We're now going to have a Learning Center roll call.
Thank you, Board President. This is Jillian Rojas from the Charter Affairs team for the Learning Center's roll call. Learning Centers, can you please unmute your line for the roll call? Do I have a representative for Rialto on the line?
Present.
Thank you. And for Riverside?
Present.
Thank you. This concludes the Learning Center's roll call. Thank you, Learning Centers. You can place your lines back on mute.
Thank you, Jillian. We appreciate that. So now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, and I'm going to ask Victoria to do that.
Please place your hand over your heart. Ready? Begin.
So now we're going to have staff introductions. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you very much, President Stanford, members of the board, Learning Centers Online, those in attendance. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Good afternoon, Shelley Haynes, School Superintendent.
Good afternoon, Rachel Taggart, Area Superintendent.
Good afternoon, Darren Bauer, COO.
Bill Thompson, Attorney for the school.
Haley Melosi, I'm the principal supporting our Vista Norte Rialto team.
Good afternoon, Gita Sharifi, CFO with NLAC.
Anyone else who's presenting?
Good afternoon, Colin Opsa, State and Federal Programs Coordinator.
Good afternoon, Bailey Hauser, Special Education Coordinator.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you. Now we're going to go to E, approve agenda for the April 27, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I need a motion and a second to approve this.
So moved.
First will second.
So James Lott is moved and John Dorch is seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? So by unanimous vote, we have approved 1E. We are now on 1F. Approved minutes of the March 5th, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I assume everyone has read these. Are there any corrections or comments or questions from the board? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve 1F?
So moved to approve by Victoria Hancock. Claudette Beck, I'll second that.
Victoria Hancock is moved. Claudette Beck is seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So 1F has been approved. We're now on 2, consent agenda. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board review team and consist of the approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered from action separately. A, consent agenda items, they are 1 and 2. 1, the board will be asked to approve the 26-27 employee handbook, which is on page 24. And 2, the board will be asked to approve the 26-27 parent student handbook, which is page 109 of your packet. Are there any board members who would like to table one of these or have a discussion or ask questions? And if not, can I have a motion and a second to approve Agenda A, 1 and 2.
John Deutsch moves to approve.
Claudette Beckles second.
John Deutsch has moved. Claudette Beckles seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So by unanimous vote, we have approved consent agenda A, 1 and 2. That's number 2 in our agenda. So we're now on number 3, public comments. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, unless a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Is there anyone on the line from the public who would like to introduce themselves or make a comment? And if not, is there anyone from the public has contacted Jillian? Is that you? Is it Jillian?
Hi, it will be Vanessa Mendoza from the Charter Affairs team. I'm here to report that there were no members of the public who have submitted a written comment or have requested to speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanessa. All right, so now we're on school reports and information. This is a finance update from Gita.
Thank you, board. So I will walk you through the line of credits that the school maintains. As you know, this is a fluid document, so we update it every time the board meets for your information purposes. So this document is updated as of March 30th, 2026. Yeah, you see down the top portion is a line of credit with Hanmi Bank, which is the bank for the school, for $1 million currently at interest rate of 7.25%, which fluctuates with prime rate. And as prime rate changes, this interest rate changes, and I'll bring that update to your attention, if any. Expiration date is September 3rd, 2027. We also calculate covenant ratios. These are the requirements for fiscal responsibility of the school and the financial health to ensure that the school meets all those requirements so that the school can tap into the line of credit. And the bank is all good with all the requirements at this time. And then on the bottom portion, you see LLAC's update with the line of credit of $500,000, and that was approved through a promissory note for this fiscal year, approved by the board at a fixed rate of 6%. And on both line of credits, the school has not tapped into any of them, and if necessary, we'll look at other options, obviously, as well, to ensure that the school receives the lowest interest rate if necessary. And with that, these are my only updates. If any questions, I'd be happy to discuss with the board. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gita. That looks good. Any comments on the board? All right. So now we're going to move to 4B, Area Superintendent Update, and this is Superintendent Rachel.
Hey, well, hi, President Stanford and board members. So my report will be pretty brief because we have Haley here today, and she'll update us on some of the current events. So I'm just going to go over our metrics, and this is for learning period 8 for Vista North End. So as you can see, we have 676 total students enrolled. Our ADA utilization is 93%, which is really great. And our graduation rate currently is 55%. But please keep in mind, we're at a time in the year that we are going to see a lot of graduates between now and the end of the school year. So we are, you know, really on track to hit our goals of at least 85% graduation rate, but we expect to exceed that. So we are really on track and doing well. Our overall credit completion averages 4.84, and our core credit completion is 3.57. So, yeah, really great numbers for Vista Norte. And then on the next slide is really all of that broken down from last school year to this school year. So you can see we are pretty comparable for the most part. We're edging out last year a little bit. There are some learning periods where you might see, you know, one learning period might go down, but then the next learning period is up. So overall, we're exceeding where we were last year. The only difference would be the graduation rate, which We're a little lower than we were last year, but we are still on track. It just really depends when students finish. So we'll see those numbers continue to go up, like I said. And, you know, we're hoping to blow our goals out of the water. So that's the goal. And I'll report that to you all in the upcoming months.
So next month, it'll go way up.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Just a reminder, too, for the board, that particular chart we've said a few times could actually just go away because it's comparing two different groups of kids with different sets of credit requirements. So it's really not comparing it to last year.
And we're down a tiny bit in enrollment, but they'll come back up, too.
Yes, and you see that, you know, obviously, like, across the state, really. But I do want to let everyone know that we have some plans. We've been working on an extended learning opportunity program in Vista Norte. So we completed a spring intercession program. So we helped some district students in the area come in during spring and recover some credits. And then they are welcome to come back in summer. And we are really on track. I think we have about, altogether, with all of our schools, we have about 270 students right now that have already filled out some, not completely enrolled, but registered. So, yeah, so we'll be able to report that, obviously, in the next couple months, too. But we're really just trying to form relationships and, you know, get our name out there. And we're working with the enrollment team, with Will Thornhill's team, and we've done a lot of you know, engagement activities in the community. So we do recognize that enrollment's down everywhere, but we are, you know, we're planning and we have an action plan. So it's feeling good.
All right. Any other comments from the board? That's great.
No, I just think it's a great idea that you've mentioned that you have some plan to do that because I know, you know, that it's a good thing that you guys are thinking ahead of time there.
Yeah. Thank you. Yep. We've got some doers, Memo and Haley and their teams. They are all about the action too. So
all about the doers. I love that.
Doers.
So now we're on C principal update. And Haley, that's you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. I want to take the opportunity to showcase and spotlight some of the programs that are currently being offered at the Rialto campus where I serve as the principal. So first off, there's SLAM Arts Instruction, which is a new small group instruction program that has recently been introduced at our Rialto campus. A total of 14 students are enrolled in and actively engaged in the curriculum, and they are really enjoying their opportunity to creatively express themselves with SLAM poetry. Next, we have a UCR campus tour and ropes course that our students participated in pretty recently. On that trip, 15 students experienced college life firsthand through a guided campus tour and took part in a ropes course designed to foster teamwork, trust, and collaboration. We really aim to provide our students with opportunities for that exposure to their post-secondary paths, whatever they may be. So one of those was through this campus tour. At a recent PAC ELAC meeting, we had a paint night component. So following our quarter three PAC ELAC meetings held on March 3rd, Rialto hosted a paint night event that really was successful in fostering stakeholder engagement and creativity. We were able to purchase those supplies with AMS block grant funding. So it was a nice way to just increase participation at one of those events. Next, we had our students, our home study students in particular, participated in a purple easel field trip. This is a field trip that they look forward to every year, home study students. So our TK through 8 students were eligible to attend. About 20 students attended, and you can see the photo there. And it really promoted that community building and allowed them to explore and develop their artistic skills. All too often, the students in our home study program really yearn and crave for that school community feel. And so this field trip was just one way that we were able to foster that. Slide, please. And now to highlight some of the experiential learning opportunities that we, our students participated in pretty recently. And this has been really nice because the regional coordinator really fosters and supports this program. And so Central California College Tour took place in March. And on that tour, our students participated in a college tour across the Central Coast. They visited campuses including UC Santa Barbara, Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and San Jose City College. The trip provided valuable exposure to post-secondary options while also promoting collaboration and teamwork amongst those students. So again, exposure to those post-secondary paths, including community colleges, four-year universities, et cetera, so that they can really start to change their trajectory as to what they want to do next, and we can support them in that. And then very recently, our students just came back last week, actually, from the Shaver Lake trip. You can see photos down below, really beautiful. And at that trip, they had the opportunity to spend several days in the great outdoors while practicing mindfulness and trek-aligned strategies. During this time, they built connections with new peers, they hiked, fished at the lake, and engaged in reflective journaling. Students also had the opportunity to earn an experiential learning elective credit. Overall, they returned to school recharged, motivated, and with a renewed mindset. I spoke with students who came back from that trip last week, and they just had such a phenomenal time. Couldn't say more about how beautiful the environment was, how wonderful the chaperones and staff were, and it's just a really memorable experience. So we're grateful they had that opportunity. And that concludes my slides. If you have any questions, I'm more than happy to answer.
Thank you. Shaver Lake is beautiful. It really is. Well, that's
wonderful.
Any other questions from the board?
Nice looking stuff.
So now we're going to go to 4D, local control and accountability plan, goals and metrics. This is Colin.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Board, for the opportunity to present the goals and metrics today. You may remember that it's a summative tool that we use to sum up our year and gauge our program's effectiveness. And our report here begins on page 236 in your school board packet. You may notice that there's a column of empty data on that report, and that's because the first column covers LPs 1 through 7, and the empty column is our end of year data. And so the data I'm going to share is based on LPs 1 through 7, and we use this data throughout the year to check our progress against our target outcomes. And we're just finishing up our LCAP here and getting ready for next school year. So wanted to share that with you. You may know that the LCAP is not an A through Z process. In fact, it's actually multiple annual cycles. And right now, where we're at in the data right now is we're looking back at what we've already done, and we're looking forward. We're actually in year two of three in our cycle right now. So we are constantly reassessing what works well and course correcting. And then throughout that process, as we're looking forward, we're gauging with feedback from our students, parents, staff, and then also from you, the school board. An example of that is the quarterly PAC and ELAC meetings, where we ask for specific feedback from our parents and students how we can improve our plan. So with that, I'd like to cover our goal four, increasing academic progress. And there's a big win here. We ended last year with a credit completion average of 4.16. This year, we're sitting at 4.29, which is awesome because we're above our goal of 4 credits per learning period. And our English learners and LTEL, or long-term English learners, improved significantly. Both groups moved up two bands out of red and into orange, which is fantastic for those groups. And then our goal two is that students will gain skills for college and career readiness. We improved there as well. Both ELA and math moved from red to yellow in ELA and red to orange in math. And our regional team focused this year on our CCI indicator on the school dashboard, and we're hoping to see improvement in that this next year. Wish to thank Sherry Padilla and her team for that. For goal three, which is increasing student retention, you'll notice that we are reporting our highest attendance rate in 3 years. There's been a big push towards credit completion. With credit completion comes student attendance. And so getting kids into school turns in credits, and they're progressing towards graduation. And then goal four, which is increasing educational partner engagement. Was that our PAC and ELAC attendance is really strong this year. I'd like to thank both principals Malozzi and Velasco for their hard work this year. Both of their meetings have been very well attended so far this year. And that ties into the work under Goal 4 with our community liaisons, which is to encourage participation at school events. It's clear that those teams have passion for their jobs. Do you mind if I go on to the next report, which is a school climate survey?
Yes, please go.
Thank you. I also like to give out a shout out to the staff at Vista Norte. Without a doubt, the participation rates have been awesome. And they're the best we've had ever. So that's been awesome to see here. We have over 250% increase in our parents, which has historically been one of the lower groups of participation, which I think reflects enthusiasm in our educational partners. And so every year we ask for that feedback from our students, parents, and staff. And that's critical to our LCAP priority 6, which is school climate. And these results are really important because we help write the LCAP with the feedback from those groups. And it goes beyond Ed Code. We really desire and appreciate the input that we receive from those partners. And a couple of really nice things that we can share from this recent cycle was that 99% of our students feel safe at school, not just physically, but also emotionally, and over 99% share that they understand the importance of turning in work every week. 98% of our parents reported that the school encourages their participation and input, and that's nearly perfect. It's above 99.5% where they feel heard and welcome to share their opinions. And then lastly, our staff, they feel connected to school with over 98% of them reflecting that. And that I think that pairs well with the fact that staff believes in relationships. We talk about it a lot, but this is the proof that those relationships are strong and that the students are happy. And we know that happy and safe students are going to graduate from school. So that concludes my report on the goals and metrics and the school survey. And I'd like to hear any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin. Any questions for the board? Good. Thank you. All right, so we're going to go on now to 4F, CDE notification of 24-25 annual termination pursuant to the Individuals with Disability Education Act and selection for 25-26 special education monitoring activities. This is Bailey.
Hello, good afternoon, board. In support of the implementation of the IDEA, the CDE sends each school an annual determination letter. This indicates the school status related to special education compliance. You have received a copy of this letter in your board packet. For monitoring purposes, all small LEAs participate in a cyclical monitoring activities to gather data around the implementation of the IDEA and the provision of free and appropriate education in the least restrictive environment. In the 2026 monitoring year, the annual determination for Vista Norte has been identified as compliance-only needs assistance. To support continued improvements, we will participate in a series of informational webinars and workshops hosted by the CDE and our SELPA that are designed to support compliance and improvement monitoring activities for small LEA. This concludes my section. Are there any questions from the board?
Thank you, Bailey. Any questions for Bailey from the board? Thank you so much. All right, so now we're on G, the current vendor list, and this is Rachel.
Yes, so everyone, enclosed in your board packet is a vendor list that's spanning July 2025 through December 2025, and the attachment is a listing of all the school vendors with a brief description of their services. We present the list to the board as an informational item twice a year, so if you can please review that list for any potential conflicts of interest, and if you have any questions, reach out to Bill Thompson.
Thank you. Any questions about the vendor list? So now we're on H, 2026-27 draft board meeting dates. It's in your package on page 273. Word draft means put it in your calendars, and if you have any problems, call Vanessa, and that's so we can all be here together. All right, so now we're on 5, action items. The board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual, VITA.
Board. So I have two sections in the accounting manual, and as you all know, this is a fluid document. We change it as new guidance come to us from CDE or our auditors or any stakeholders. So there are two sections. These are also redlined in your packet as a recommendation to the board for board's consideration. So the updates make two main changes to the accounting manual, and both are to make transactional approvals more clear and documented system-based. First, for checks over $25,000, the old language allowed the second facsimile signature to be used with email approval from an authorized designee. The new language replaces that email step with an approval through the Microid system workflow, meaning the approval is now documented in the purchasing system rather than by a separate email. Second, for purchase orders, the old language required any purchase order over $25,000 to be reviewed and signed by a board member. The new language replaces that with a broader electronic approval workflow in Microids for all purchase orders based on authorization limits. It also changes the board threshold so that only purchase orders over $50,000 are later sent to the board for ratification and signature. And this threshold change was recommended by our third-party auditor. With these changes, the school is moving from a manual approval process to a formal electronic process that provides an audit trail while maintaining board oversight for larger purchases. So these are this concludes the two revisions I requested. So for your consideration, if any questions, happy to go over them. Thank you so much.
Right, thank you. Any questions on this? And we don't vote on this, is that right, Bill?
Yeah, you do vote on this one.
Okay. All right, so I need a motion and a second to approve 5A.
I'll make a motion to approve 5A. Second, Victoria Hancock.
So Claudette Beck is motion, and Victoria Hancock is seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So 5A has been unanimously. Now on 5B. The board will be asked to approve the declaration of need, the DON form, as a prerequisite to the insurance of emergency permit and our limited assignment permit to teachers of the school for 26-27 school year per California Code of Regulation 80026. This is Rachel.
Yes. So the declaration of need is an annual form submitted to the CTC by LEAs. So this form contains our estimated number of emergency permits, such as PIPs, STIPs, FLADs, and variable term waivers that we will be requesting during the upcoming school year. This is an estimated number, and it is acceptable for us to overestimate. Also, these documents allow qualified individuals to be authorized to serve in their teaching assignment while they are working toward completing the credential requirements for the appropriate teaching credential for their assignment. So it's an estimated need that we've determined. So are there any questions about the document?
Any questions? I can have a motion and a second to approve 5B.
John Dortch will second the motion.
James Lott has moved. John Dortch has seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So by unanimous vote, we have approved 5B. So now we're on 6. Additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. And Mr. Brown.
Must be me. Thank you, President Stanford. When I get these reports from Vista Norte, I always love to hear it, especially the transition, what's going on. My first experiences there was the Casablanca, which was very interesting to me at the time that I first came there and watching what's happening there, and along with the other schools that are there. Those reports really tell me one thing, and I got to go back to what Colin said when he was talking about the local control, accountability, college careers, talking about the survey plan. It all goes back to one basic thing. And that's the programs that you provide for those students to make all of those things happen and hear that growth and hear what's going on in positive things. Looking where the problems are and solving them, that's what makes this thing work. And I want to thank all of you here. You're coming on, taking this charge, and that's pretty good. You got a good leader there. And all of the leaders that reach these students, the teachers, the front desk people, everyone who has any kind of contact with them. It's going to make that work, and it's going to make it stronger, and I appreciate all of that. Thank you so much, and back to you, Madam President.
Thank you, Jerry.
Nothing more to add. Thank you.
Board President Stanford, I can't wait to our next meeting to see what you put in place to, although I think things look really good. I mean, it's come along great. And your core credit completion, that's good. Mm-hmm. So any other comments from the board?
Yeah, I wanted to say, well, I thought it was great. I'd like, Haley, with your, I like your outdoor lake adventure, because I think that is good for the kids to be out. And hopefully they see how beautiful it is, because you mentioned that, so that they take care of our environment instead of, you know, throwing trash all over the place, because that just bugs me to death. So I'm so glad that they're doing stuff like that. And also, I definitely like the painting event because I like that. I just like that idea for kids. And then Colin, I thought it was great that he mentioned these things, the highest attendance of the year. I mean, that's wonderful. And then also the 250 parent participation. So I don't know how you guys did that, Rachel, but that was good. So your team is doing a good job.
Yeah, it's really just being focused. It's such a team effort, but I think everybody has been this year really focused and intentional, and we've really used our data to drive where we are putting our focus. And one thing I didn't mention before, but we're doing a planning set actually this week, so the principals will be out and be on for next school year. Obviously, we've seen huge growth, and now we want to hone in more on that data and decide where do we put our intentional focus, because I think that's really what has caused the needle to move in these areas, just having a wonderful team get behind those areas of focus. So, yeah, thank you for recognizing that, because there's a lot of hard work that the team does, so we appreciate you and your support.
That's great. Anybody else? All right, there you go. So now, by advice of council, we're not going to go into closed sessions. And now we're going to go to 8, which is closing items. Our next regular board meeting is June the 5th, 2026 at 2. And now I need a motion and a second to adjourn this meeting.
John Dorsch moves.
By the Becker Clerk.
John Dorsch has moved. Clerk Beck has seconded. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Supply unanimous vote. We have adjourned this meeting. Very nice.
Great. Thank you, everyone.